I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
Welcome back. So New York City has deteriorated into this cesspit of drugs and crime. The filthy streets are littered with the mentally ill and with the homeless and with drug-addled. And control, of course, has been handed right over to the criminal element. If the police bother to arrest them, they're just let out of jail the same day. No bail, of course. Let you go protest an election or stand up to a school board. You'll be in the gulag forever without due process. But on top of all of this, New York City is a designated flashpoint in the illegal invasion of America. Almost every day, busloads of illegal aliens are rolling into that city full of even more criminals to be turned loose onto the streets to rob and rape and murder the citizenry, which is almost entirely disarmed, by the way. Oh yeah, you're not allowed to have guns, only the bad guys. Because you're the problem, you see, you're a white Christian male, and so you are the biggest threat facing America today. These homeowners and these business owners, you know, the productive citizens, they're all being kicked to the curb. They're being hung out to dry. Really, they're being hung out to die. They're getting a big middle finger from their state and local government, and they're being told, you don't matter. Your time has passed here. Now listen, over the past couple of weeks, there have been several viral news stories about squatters in New York City invading houses and then stealing homes from people. We're not talking about walking out with your television set or your fine jewelry or even raiding your refrigerator for snacks. No, they're like taking your house. In one story, the police forced a woman, a homeowner, to hand over the keys of her house to the squatters that were trespassing in her home. They were given control of the property. They literally stole her house. In another case, these dregs of society took over a woman's house and then killed her when she got there. They stuffed her body in a freaking duffel bag. And this is what's being allowed to happen in the 21st century dystopia that the people of New York are living in. And it just keeps getting worse. Just recently, residents of Manhattan filed a lawsuit in this last-ditch effort to save their neighborhood from the open borders drug cesspit that it's become, thanks to a Burger King location that's been completely taken over by drug dealers and users. But instead of cleaning up the neighborhood, instead of sending the cops out to handle things, this mayor, Eric Adams, responded by giving the drug dealers his full endorsement. This guy who's rolled out the red carpet for illegals and put them in luxury hotels and public schools and college dorm rooms actually went down to the Burger King and had lunch and hung out with these dope dealers. He's giving a big middle finger to the productive citizens of New York once again. Look, this is a place that's so out of control that the National Guard has been deployed into the subway system. And what are they doing there? They're violating the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens, of you. But when there's a surge in public, visible crime, the mayor throws his support behind the criminals. He buys them a Whopper. He throws his support behind the people who've taken over an entire neighborhood to establish this drug cesspit. New York City is just a prime example of the downfall of America. This is the perfect encapsulation of what's happened since we turned this country over to diversity and debauchery, and it just keeps getting worse. Mindy Robinson has a lot to say about this, and she joins us now. Mindy, I mean, they went and had burgers and fries with dope dealers. I don't know. Make sense of this for me if you can.
I'll make this make sense pretty quick. This is beyond negligence. This is unconventional warfare. Taxpayers are being forced to fund people to illegally come here. They get free medical care. They get free housing. They get free plane tickets. They get protection. Now they get IDs. Now they can own guns. It's a constitutional right, even though they're not citizens. But, you know, I've got to fight for mine. It's unconventional warfare. This is clearly an attack. They're being stationed throughout America. And, you know, I think things are going to hit the fan come November because they cannot have that election.
So you don't think that this is just ignorance or oversight?
They're not that dumb. I mean, they're dumb, but this is like willful. I mean, you have to actually pass bad bills, get them pushed through. I mean, this is an effort that they've taken, and I foresee a giant tax revolt. I don't see why anyone should be paying property tax, income tax, or mortgages to the central banks, you know, if they don't really own their homes anyway. I think this is how we revolt. We cut the purse strings.
Oh, so you mean the Jews have something to do with this too, the central banks?
Satanists, whatever.
So this Mayor Eric Adams goes home at night. He lays his head down on his pillow, and he looks up as the ceiling fan is spinning around, and then gets up to wash his face, looks at himself in the mirror, and decides the best way to handle this infestation, this overtaking, and this like unprecedented crime that's happening and violence just spilling into the streets and into the neighborhoods everywhere, the best way to handle this is to go and have a burger and fries with these people. I mean, isn't this just a slap in the face of New Yorkers, Mindy?
It's nothing new. I mean, Fast and Furious was how they got guns to the cartel. The war on drugs is how the federal government made money, you know, selling drugs. Big Pharma is the one who created fentanyl. And that's why the border, I mean, this is all by design. And I think people need to wake up before it's completely open season on Blue Helmets. But I don't know, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Anyway.
Yeah, these people are spilling out into these rural areas. New Yorkers are actually waving the white flag of surrender. They're giving up ground. They're giving up territory. They're leaving their homes. They're leaving their jobs and their careers. They're going out to these rural areas. What is to say that these people aren't going to spill out there and sprawl out there as well?
I'm sure they will, but they'll never find those bodies. You know, we're at a point where, like, if you kill someone on your property that's threatening you, you're better off digging a hole than calling authorities that are not going to be on your side because they're, you know, it's part of the plan. The cities might be but I see rural America really standing up to this. We have more deer hunters in the standing army of China. So we'll
see
what
happens. Yeah, we really actually do. And these people, do you think that they're actually prepared to use their firearms, their weapons to defend their life, their liberty, and their property?
I think they're itching to. At this point, you know, we're good people. We need that green light. You know, I need to be directly threatened and then I have the green light to do what I need. And that's why no one snapped yet. That's why no one has, you know, blown up the Federal Reserve or anything, because we are good people. But when the Walmart and Denny's crowd wakes up to what happened, that these people just tried to kill him and start World War III to hide it, I'll be like, that mansion right there, have a good day.
Yeah,
and, you know, it is funny that we're paying for their security, too. These people that hate the Second Amendment, that don't want me to protect myself. This guy, Mayor Adams, had six armed police officers with them. Huh. Ain't that something?
So the guy who says you're not allowed to have a gun carries an entourage of men along with him that are carrying guns, much like, you know, you go to where any of our politicians live, these politicians that are elected, right, and go to Washington, D.C. They live behind gated communities, behind walls. They have barriers set up. We're not allowed to have a wall at our southern border. No, we have to leave. This is not ignorance, and this is not an accident. This is being done intentionally. Why? What is the benchmark for success for these people by allowing these third world to just overtake our cities and our country?
It's unconventional warfare. You know, if an army started marching across the border with flags waving all old timey, you know, people would take them out. But this is sneaky. This is taking advantage of people. This is using our own government against the people of America because it's not our government anymore. That is clear as day.
Yeah, you're right. We need green lights. We also need red dots. Big red dot fan, by the way. If you don't have ammo, make sure that you go get plenty of that too, because these weapons, they don't throw very well. Mindy Robinson, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle, it improved my heart and brain function, and while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all seven essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. By using the promo code Stu Peters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember, bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters, and then use promo code Stu Peters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. You know, America's cities used to be great. They used to be the envy of the world. Think about it. Here in Minneapolis, streets were clean. Everything was great. They were the biggest and the best and the safest and the most modern. And they were placed where families lived, where people could survive off of one income with a stay-at-home mom, three or four kids, going to school right down the block, walking to and from school and home each day with nobody worrying about them being kidnapped or raped or molested or murdered in the process. America basically was a fully functioning society and a great one. But since the end of World War II, all of that has changed. America has entered this rapid period of what they tell us is progress and diversification. But we all see it for what it is. It's deterioration. It's the managed destruction of our country and of our people. Our cities have fallen completely. Look at New York. Look at Minneapolis, Chicago. They've been turned into crime-ridden cesspits dominated by gangs and by predators and by the criminal politicians and the big banks and corporations who have turned them loose, who let them terrorize the public with impunity. I want to be perfectly clear. To put it plainly, the American people, law-abiding citizens, families, God-fearing people, have completely lost control of the cities that their ancestors built. And this problem is only getting worse. Our cities are only collapsing faster as they're filled with illegal aliens, illegal invaders. New York City, which has been turned into Grand Central Station for illegals being bussed in by Greg Abbott or flown in for cheap labor by the Biden regime and the Tyson Food Company, has become overwhelmed with homelessness, with drug addiction, with street crime, with murder and rape and looting and robbing and burning. And it's only getting worse. It's only getting more and more serious. The streets are covered in illegal aliens lined up outside, milling about, running illegal street shops, selling stolen goods where they're given five-star accommodations and served three hot meals a day prepared in a luxury hotel kitchen. I mean, and at the rate things are going, before long, the only people left in New York will be illegals. The city will be completely turned over to the invaders of America because New Yorkers say they're getting the hell out. As a matter of fact, a recent article in the New York Post reported that half of New Yorkers say they'll be fleeing the city in the coming years. They've had enough. They're waving the white flag. They're tapping out. This is happening in cities all over the country. We're seeing a huge exodus of people from big blue cities. They're heading to the suburbs. They're heading to rural areas, to places where they might stand a chance, at least buy a few more years of semi-normalcy before their new community is too overtaken by the third world. But already, even many of the places that former city dwellers are fleeing to are no longer safe. Just days ago in rural North Carolina, a state that many blue state refugees now call home, an illegal African migrant named Awet Hagos, who was roaming this country illegally despite being on the terror watch list, was arrested after he opened fire on a local business and then attacked law enforcement. These people are everywhere. They are an infestation, a plague on our country. Our cities are occupied. They're on the verge of being completely lost. And even the areas that we're led to believe or want to believe are still safe are suddenly experiencing massive problems. The violence is spilling over into the suburbs and into rural areas just as quickly as it's consuming the cities. Michael Yan knows a whole lot about this, and he joins us now. You've been at the Darien Gap. You've been all over the place. You see who's coming into our country. Am I exaggerating this in any way?
No. If anything, you're understating it. I remember when I grew up, and I'm in Florida now, I grew up in Florida, and I remember going to church at the First Nazarene Church in Winter Haven, Florida, and they would talk about communism and talk about how bad it was, right? And then I went off, and later I was in quite a lot of communist countries, and I came back to Winter Haven, Florida, and I said, you know what? I have some more information for you. The communism is worse than you ever thought. It's a lot worse. And even as bad as you're making it sound, it is really worse. I mean, it's not an understatement at all. We're being invaded. This is a replacement population. You know that better than anybody. And you've been trying very hard to get that message out. And a lot of people are listening, as you know. Others still will not get it. I'm in Florida for a reason. As much as I love Florida, I'm not here because I love Florida. I'm here because Florida is looking, you know, it'll go the way of Texas. It already has in many ways with the Cuban, refugees coming up in so many numbers that they never will be assimilated. And it forms an anthroinsula. Many others have. And have become very important parts of the communities, very important parts of the military and whatnot. Many of the Cubans have actually become full-fledged, hardcore Americans. But then when you bring in too many people from any one culture, they will form an anthroinsula, which is a human island, right? It's like an oil spot in the water. Now, we see Haitians coming up now in huge numbers, as we see Haiti is Haitians have been coming through huge numbers in the Darien Gap for years now. And they go down to places like Miami as well, and they form anthroinsulas, right? And now we see Haiti is being destabilized or is destabilized at this point. And some fish don't mix well in the same aquarium. We don't want millions more Haitians in the United States, period. I mean, I know there's a lot of really serious Haitians that want to become hardcore Americans, but there are a lot of others that are just straight up gangsters. And I mean a huge amount. It's a machete culture. Just remember what I'm saying. That is a machete culture. There are, you know, there's knife cultures, gun cultures, and then there's rollover cultures like the Swedish. And then there's machete cultures. The Haitians are a machete culture. You'll start to see many more machete killings. You'll see news, you know, a man kills four people with machete. This is normal in a lot of countries in Africa and Central America and Haiti, right? Some people will go to that machete. And I see that when I've been down in Colombia with Haitians that are getting ready to go through the Darien Gap, and they're practicing with the machetes, man, like it's a martial art, right? Flipping it with their wrist and all this stuff. You know, they're not doing it like, you know, they're there to chop sugar cane or something like that. It's clearly all about the weapon, right? And so, and because Colombians sell machetes to people going in through the Darien Gap. Many of the people that are murdered in the Darien Gap, by the way, are murdered by other invaders that are going through the Darien Gap. You know, let me talk about invaders. The New York Times just did a hit piece. I haven't read it yet, so I'm taking other people's word at it that it's a hit piece. It came out today about our group, me, of course, and others. I haven't read it. Everybody tells me it's a hit piece. But when I use the word invader, a lot of people get upset. They're like, oh, you're a racist or whatever. And I'm like, well, what race is invader? Right? That's like, okay. Right. So like, you know, and so now words are the atomic structures of truth and lies. If you have to choose the right words. If you want to make water, you have to have hydrogen and oxygen in the proper ratio and in the proper form, right? Then you can make water. If you want to make a truthful statement about what's going on through the Darien Gap or across our borders, you cannot call these undocumented migrants. That is a lie. That's like taking lithium and sodium and saying, and this is now water. No, it's not. This is not lithium and sodium makes water. This is a lie. If you start by calling something a vaccine that is not a vaccine, there is no way that you can make a truthful sentence out of the wrong word choice or the wrong. You're not going to make it. So you get where I'm going to with this.
Of course.
The bottom line is you get it. A lot of people need that spelled out. And so we have to do it. And so I'm going to use the proper words. Invasion. Just like I used the word civil war in Iraq and it was politically inexpedient. People are like, oh, no, you must hate President Bush. You're calling it a civil war. A year and a half, everybody's like, yep, it's a civil war. Okay, now you've not called a fire for a year and a half while it grows. If you're a doctor, you have to diagnose the disease to treat the disease. Otherwise, you're treating cancer as a headache. It just, the patient dies. We are being invaded. This is a replacement population. We don't have time for the conspiracy theorists that call us conspiracy theorists, right? And that includes New York Times, right? New York Times is a conspiracy theorist. They are owned. Carlos Slim owns the New York Times. He's a Mexican guy. It's a foreign-owned entity. New York Times is clearly covering for the invasion. It's covering for whatever Carlos Slim's financial interest is in the invasion is unknown to me. But it's clear that the New York Times is covering for the invasion by sending down and covering. They're covering people like Epoch Times, Oscar Blue, Ann Vandersteel, Laura Loomer, me, Brett Weinstein, congressmen I've taken down. But they're not covering the invasion. They're just liars. We don't have time. You know, the only cult people never see is the cult that they're in, right? You'll never see the cult you're in. Everybody else's cult's pretty obvious, right? But there is a cult within the United States that just... You know, they're like crows. Whatever you caw caw, the crows go caw caw. You know, and so you know, one day they're flying Ukraine flags, the next day it's LGBT crap. You know, whatever flag that their masters want them to fly, they will fly it because they're easily reprogrammable. Now anybody can be reprogrammed with time and pressure and various mechanisms, including you and me, of course, right? But there are some people that get reprogrammed as the winds blow. They're like grass, whatever way the grass grows. You know, they're not like a redwood. That they are like grass, and they go, and that would be the masses of the people, right? And interestingly, a lot of the people down on Border Patrol who are aiding this invasion, they're traitors. They're straight up traitors. Now there are many patriots in the Border Patrol and the military, many, and that's why the Border Patrol leaks so much. They want to stop it. Many of them want to stop it. And they're doing their best in any way they can to stop it. Others are just like, I'm doing my job, sir. I'm doing my job, sir. Ultimately, they're just like a little gear and a clock, and they don't even know what time it is, right? Organizational structure dictates dictates outcome, right? You know, when I lived in Germany for 4 years. I speak German. I was stationed there in the army. And we often wondered, like, how did the Nazis actually take normal people that were probably good people? And the next thing you know, they're loading up trains, right? The next thing you know, they're doing whatever. Or you see this all over the place because they were brought into a cult. That's what we see now in the United States. We see Border Patrol, the Coast Guard is actually escorting Haitians up to the United States. That's treason. That's straight up treason. No, you're doing your job. You're following the meat puppet Biden. Biden is not the cause of all this, by the way. Neither is Obama. Those guys are just little fruits on oligarchical trees. They will, if Obama and Biden disappeared tomorrow, nothing would change. They are just they're figureheads. They're little faces out front. Obama may think he's a big leader of all this stuff, but he'll be replaced just like anything that doesn't work. He's a gear in the clock. He can be popped out and thrown in the garbage, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't miss him. I think it would be great if both of them would disappear.
Yeah, but I mean, the bottom line is they're not the ones doing this. Those are just mice, you know, and counterintelligence.
The same way that Fauci isn't responsible for unleashing the bioweapon.
Yeah, he's just a face. I mean, there's a larger oligarchical structure that you're well aware of. And you know what mice is, counterintelligence, that's money, ideology, coercion, and ego, right? Those are the four main cheeses for recruiting people, right? Or guarding your people against recruitment, right? And people like Fauci, he looks like he's probably on the mice. He's probably money and ego, right? And most people will fall for one of these cheeses, right? The vast majority, right? Like for me, it would be ideology. Like I'm straight up hardcore American, right? So that's an ideology. I actually, and the people that are hardcore ideologically driven are very difficult to recruit with money or ego or even coercion. And coercion can happen in many, it depends on how strong their ideology is and various other things. But the coercion, for instance, with the vax, like many of the military, I didn't see one single general or admiral, and I know quite a few of them personally, that stood up against the vax. The jab, it's not a vax. I call it vax, V-A-X-X, actually. I mean, it's a death jab, right? I didn't see a single one stand up. In fact, I wrote some of them out at that point. Like Eric Carrillo was the finest combat commander I've ever seen. And I did a lot of combat with a lot of commanders. And he finally got shot right in front of me in Mosul, got hit several times, broke his femur in half. He continued to fight even with the femur broken in half. He was on the ground firing. And it was pretty intense. Anyway, I was taking actually photos, and finally I had to actually join the fight. But he was the best combat leader I've ever seen. But when it came time for the jab, I hugely respect him on that front. Super smart guy. But the man, and then when it came, commander, and he immediately, after he recovered, and went back to war, back to combat, became commander of Ranger Regiment, went off to JSOC and all those things. And right now he's a four-star general. He's a CENTCOM commander. But he didn't stand up against the jab. In fact, he pushed it, right? And I'm like, Eric, what are you doing? I mean, the one thing that bothers me every day about all the military commanders is only one. It's Eric Carrillo. Why didn't he stand up? I mean, you know, but he didn't, for whatever reason. So we see our military top leadership is captured. Even when Eric Carrillo won't stand up, it bothers me every day that he didn't stand up. Because he was such a fine commander and highly capable in combat, and still remains so. He's a CENTCOM commander, but never says a word about the border. Hey, Eric, where are you? We're being invaded. You're running off to Israel. You know, I'm done with Israel. You know, I supported Israel for years, but now with this, Israel will be lucky to survive what's unfolding. Very lucky. Very. I've said that right from the beginning. Israel will be lucky to survive this, and it's all about conditions. The conditions are now set for literally the fall of Israel, right? Now, a lot of people go crazy when I say that, but I'm telling you, war is what I do. I've done it around the world. I've been in many wars and conflicts, and the conditions are set for this. And while they're running off in Ukraine and Israel and all these other clown shows.
Michael, you're talking geographically speaking, Israel is about to end, right? Because, I mean, the occupants,
yeah, that's right.
As we know, the people who occupy this secular nation state have been basically gypsies for a long time, so we're told, with no place to go. But the plans of those people will still continue. Will the infiltration of our government by these people who claim to be Israeli Jews, will that stop?
Our government is now being increasingly captured by various oligarchical structures, such as the Chinese Communist Party as well.
I don't see an overrepresentation of Chinamen in our cabinet. I see Jews.
Not yet. However, the influence is quite extreme. And so what I'm getting to is something higher than that. Hold on, bear with me. When it comes to oligarchical structures globally, I see China very clear. I've written 3 books on Chinese information war, by the way. They're only in Japanese. They're not in English. I mean, China is something I've watched very closely. China is clearly, you know that Aretha Franklin song, Who's Zooming Who, right? This is Who's Zooming Who. The Chinese are very serious about anthropological warfare. In other words, understanding the firmware of various cultures like Zionists or whatever, understanding the firmware of various sorts of Jews, and understanding the firmware of Americans of various sorts, and then tweaking that, like getting the Koreans to fight the Japanese, right? I've written extensively about that. They understand we've done this too for years, the United States government, as have others. This goes back to Sun Tzu stuff, right? Basically, understanding the firmware of various cultures and then tweaking those or prodding those or inducing those at mice, right, in the way that you want to do your bidding. And you, for instance, I was looking at something on Haifa Harbor some months ago, Haifa port up in Israel, right? You see the genocide that's going on in Gaza right now is all about oligarchical structures and the Indo-European corridor and the gas off of Gaza. But what I'm getting to with this is I was looking at this video on Haifa, and there's a Chinese man up there, and I think he's a assistant or a, anyway, he's one of the top professors in the Shanghai University, and his study, his line of study is Jewish studies, and he's got all these Jewish books behind him and stuff. What I'm getting to is he's doing the anthropological warfare. He's trying to be the fungus in the Jewish head, while a lot of the Jewish structures will do the same in other places. Kurds do the same in other places. English do the same in other places. A dominant one now in our structure clearly is Jewish, of course. I'm not anti-Semite at all. And I hate to say that defensively, but the bottom line is every time people accuse me of that, when I say Israel will be lucky to survive, I'm like, don't even throw that anti-Semite grenade at me. I'll pull the pin and throw it back.
So I just want to get this straight. The magic wand is broken. You're saying that the infiltration and occupation of our federal government and virtually every single one of our bureaucracies is because the Chinese?
No. These are separate structures. This is a multiplayer game. It's not just the Jews. It's not just the Catholics. It's not just that or the other. If you look at this in a historical lens, which is very important, the Catholics have done it at the time. You know, look, if you go out to Belfast today in Ireland, I went up there, I don't know, a year and a half ago. There's a huge wall up there that separates Protestants from Catholics. A huge wall. It's more serious than the Trump wall. And the Trump wall is quite serious. You should see the wall. It's more than 20 miles long. And they still close the gates at night to keep Catholics separated from Protestants. There's these oligarchical structures, or these various firmware structures, you might say, in some instances, are part of the jungle. Who runs the jungle? Nobody runs the jungle. It's a multiplayer game. Now, you'll have dominant players that have obviously targeted the United States. And, of course, a lot of Jews have taken... let's go to highest. Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, was actually a board member on highest. He was a board member. Now he's in the Department of Homeland Security. And you can go to highest.org, and highest is actually congratulating him, right? He came from, he was a Cuban refugee from Jewish parents. So that's why he was a board member on Hyatt.
He wears the ridiculous hat.
He checked off two boxes.
Yeah.
He was an immigrant and he's Jewish. Now he's moved over to the. Now it's interesting because this Lebanese guy that just got caught coming in, he clearly came through the Darien Gap. He clearly was facilitated by Mayorkas and Hyatt. So you see, there's more than one oligarchy. You get focused on Jewish oligarchs, which is very powerful, super powerful, but it is one
just because
of many.
It's right in front of my face, because literally all of our institutions are
No, it's very powerful and it's very obvious. We can all see it, but it's not the only one, and it's got a lot of internecine fighting. It's not like all the Jews are together. That's untrue. Are all the Christians together? There's a giant wall in Belfast separating Catholics from Protestants. I mean, if you want to see, nobody kills more Muslims than other Muslims. Nobody kills more Christians than other Christians, right? There's a lot of fighting between the Jews. Look, there's a lot of, I mean, look, they fight each other like crazy, just like Muslims and Christians do, right? So, I mean, these structures, they're not all oligarchical structures. Some of them are more firmware, right? But the bottom line is these things all entwine. If you take your eye off of the Chinese ball that's hitting us in the head and focus only on Jews, you're going to get hit in the head by the Chinese ball, who are also focused on Jews, right? There's a lot of structures out there. There's the Catholics. The Catholic Church is very powerful still, believe it or not. There's many different structures. You have to look at who runs the – I was down in the jungle with Brett Weinstein.
Yeah, but very simply, this issue of the border where, you know, American cities that used to be great safe havens for American people to live in are now shitholes and cesspools of violence and criminal, you know, enterprises and dirty bombs and weapons caches. And the framework and the groundwork and the foundation for false flags and mass murder and mass shootings and all of these things has been set. So if you want to focus on the border issue, whether it's Jews or which they own all of the media. They own all of our, 86% overrepresentation, cabinet, State Department. They're the ones that are deciding how many millions kids
we Laura Loomer, bomb
all over the
but
place.
But hold on. Let me say something.
Laura Loomer can bite it. Hold on, just a second.
No, she's down there fighting the invasion.
She's fighting
the invasion, and she's fighting Hayes and Mayorkas.
Yeah.
She's fighting them, right? She doesn't want the...
She's also very openly calling for genociding Palestinian children, okay? So I don't want to hear it from Laura Loomer.
That is a straight up genocide. There's no question about it.
It's a genocide and an ethnic cleansing, and she wants to turn it into a parking lot. What do those kids have to do to Laura Loomer or her Jewish heritage? It's all bullshit.
Here's what you do to stop it, though,
and you can agree with me or disagree with me. You stop it by bringing our military out of the shithole Middle East and away from protecting the borders of Israel and away from protecting the borders of Taiwan and posturing against China and all of that. And you militarize our own border and you finish the wall and you shut it down and you do mass deportations. And anybody who tries to invade our country, you shoot them in the brain. That's why we have a military.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to shoot them if we brought the military back and just started deporting everybody. We wouldn't have to shoot anybody.
Sure, yeah. Well,
we would just deport them all.
If they continue trying to invade, if they continue trying to invade, you use lethal force to stop them.
Yeah, I'm out of Ukraine, out of Israel. I'm done with Israel. After Israel pushed the jab, that was it. That was a bridge too far, right? There is a bridge, and that's the same with Trump. You know, that guy, what's his name, the former Speaker of the House, Gingrich, right? He called me up one time years ago when Trump was running the first time, and he was trying to get me on team. And I'm like, I don't trust Trump, but I'm never going to vote for anything with the name of Clinton either, right? But the bottom line is, now Trump in this first term, he did well. He stood up on many things that were important to me, stood up on the border, stood up on other issues that were very important. And the economy was doing great, and I think things were actually improving under Trump. So on the second term, I actually was ready to vote. I did vote for Trump, right? But then he stood up for the death jab. I'm like, have you lost your mind? I will not support anybody on planet Earth who pushes the death jab in 2024. And that means Israel. I'll throw the whole Israeli government under the bus for that because they're throwing us under the bus. And that includes anybody in the United States government that's doing that, including Trump, right? I mean, it's just a bridge too far. Pushing the death jab is enemy playbook, right? I'm all for, like, I'm done with Israel. After what and not only that, what they're doing in Gaza right now can literally end. When I was in Iraq, let me tell you what happened with Fallujah, right? With Fallujah, the four contractors were killed, one of whom I went to high school with, Scott Helvenston. We played football together and that sort of thing. I went to his funeral. And the bottom line is I learned a lot about what was going on. And then I went to Iraq, right? Now, when the contractors were killed in March March 30th of 2004, may have been March 31st, when they were killed, hanged off the bridge, including my friend Scott Helvenston, we attacked Fallujah. I wasn't there yet. I wasn't in the war yet. But then we attacked Fallujah and the war started to explode because actually the local tribal members, they turned over some of the people that did it. And they're like, hey, that was not un-Islamic or whatever. And actually Fallujah had been mostly peaceful up to that point, believe it or not. And then when that didn't work, the war exploded when we attacked Fallujah in April of 2004, right? So I had another friend that I went to high school with that kept calling me up, Rodney Morris. We all went to Winter Haven High School together. Scott Helvenston, the SEAL who was killed, he was a contractor at that time. And Rodney Morris and I, we all played on the same football team, right? We all worked out in the same gym. We all knew each other, right? Uh-oh. And sorry about that. And my alarm went off or something for an interview. Anyway, it's finished. But we attacked Fallujah again. An Operation Phantom Fury starting in October of 2004. When the first attack caused the war to explode, in infinite wisdom, the United States said, that didn't work. It made it worse. Let's attack them harder the next time. We didn't attack them hard. They're not smart unless they wanted to kill a huge amount of Iraqis and American forces, because when we attacked them the second time, it just was another recruitment aid. People are coming in from Morocco and Tunisia and Netherlands and the United States coming to Iraq to fight. Look at the casualties on iCasualties.org. You'll see our casualties start to explode from there, right? That's when the war really started, right? And that's when I joined battle. That's when I joined. I called my friend Rodney Morris. I'm like, okay, I'll come to the war. Because at that point, we're 3 years into the war. I never stepped foot in it. Now, later on, New York Times, and well, actually, New York Times at that time wrote a very stellar article about me. But I mean, they didn't accuse me of being an adrenaline junkie. But later, people started accusing me of being an adrenaline junkie because I did 10 times more combat in that war than any war correspondent that I know, right? Combat, combat, combat. That's what I did. I went everywhere. Firefights galore. People blasted to pieces all around me. It's a wonder I'm alive. But I saw that war in great texture, along with the Afghan war as well. I know a lot about those wars. What happened in Iraq when we attacked Fallujah twice? The second time, that war exploded in Iraq. Who's who in the zoo showed up? It was, you know, jihad paradise. Go fight the Americans, right? We would kill people all the time, capture their phones. They got video. Hey, mom, I'm just going to do jihad. I'll be back, you know, in the fall for school, this sort of stuff all the time, like daily, right? Now, that's what's happening in Israel. Israel's doing a clear genocide on Gaza. I don't believe that was a surprise attack. How did these media sources embed with Hamas during the attack? That's ridiculous. And it takes more than 8 hours to counterattack, right? More than 8 hours to counterattack. Let me tell you what, as somebody who's done a shit ton of combat, let me tell you how many minutes it takes to get a Black Hawk off the ground. 4 minutes, 4 minutes, right? And they'll go 180 knots, right? How did it take more than 8 hours to get any kind of real attack? Now, when I've said this on some interviews, people go, oh, you're anti-Semite. And I'm like, grenade back, shot out. You know what I mean? You know, your magic wand is anti-Semite, magic wand is broken. It's in the fireplace. Listen, how did it take more? I'm the one defending Jews. I'm the one out here saying, don't take the jab to all my Jewish friends. I'm like, are you crazy taking the jab because that clown Netanyahu said to take it? I'll never go to Israel again, right? When they said that Americans have to have the jab to go to Israel, I said, oh, I'm done with Israel. It's that easy, right? And so now, why did it take more than 8 hours to respond? Why was media embedded with Hamas, but the Israeli intelligence, the super dupers of the Israeli intelligence had no idea that the attack was coming? And then it take, now, again, I've said this on some interviews and people say, well, the reason that the IDF didn't attack in force so quickly is because they didn't have a plan. I'm like, just shut up. You don't know anything about combat. You don't know anything about special operations. This is how it goes. When your people are getting attacked, you go to the sound of gunfire and you join battle right then. If you take casualties, that's what you're supposed to do, is kill the enemy. Get them to shoot at you and not your unarmed people. You are the watchdog. You are the attack dog. We are here to fight. We are not here to play. Why did the IDF, if your helicopters get shot down, buy a new one, right? Recruit new troops, replace them. We're here to fight, right? But it took more than 8 hours, and in some cases, more than 12 hours. That was clearly a setup to clear Gaza for that gas out there and to build the Indo-European corridor. But the end of this is the fools in the Israeli government who went along with it, like Netanyahu. He's a global, he's WEF, man. He's World Economic Forum. The fools who went along with this stuff, they're going to end up destroying Israel, just like what happened in Iraq and so many other times. You know, when we attacked Fallujah those two times and the war exploded, that's what will happen with Israel. Americans are turning against Israel now for so many different reasons. Not necessarily against Jews in some cases. In your case, yes, definitely. But in many cases, just turning against that country called Israel that is clearly some sort of way to make money. And anyway, not to go into that. But the bottom line is, I think Israel is done and is finished. And I don't know how it's going to get out of this. And again, when you say things like this, people will say, why do you want Israel to be destroyed? And of course, I'll say, don't be a mind reader. If there's any mind on this planet you can't read, it's mine, right? It's got a very thick skull around it. You can't read it. I don't want Israel to be destroyed, but I think it will be destroyed, and it will be by its own hand, just like the United States. We're destroying ourselves by our own hand. We're letting these people come in, take over key parts of our government. We're letting Chinese do it. We're letting many of these dual citizenship Israeli Americans do it. Where's their allegiance? It's not to the United States.
Yeah, we know that for sure.
Yeah.
This dual citizenship thing ought to be outlawed, and the people who are participating in it should be ousted from our government. If you want to live in Israel, go live there.
You should not be doing the bidding of the American people.
Yeah. I have a minute left. I've already blown off two breaks.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I can go for hours, man. There's so much to talk about. But there I is. mean, We are, you know, I'm sitting here in Florida. I'm not here in Florida because I love Florida, but I do. I am a Florida man, like right out of the, you know, the crazy Florida man book. But right off near to me here is a giant Chinese harbor, right? It's closer to me than Key West is, you know? I mean, the Chinese are taking Bahamas. The Chinese are slowly taking Panama. The Chinese and the World Economic Forum are slowly taking key terrain, vital terrain, actually, like Netherlands. Netherlands has Rotterdam Harbor right there, right? And just south of Rotterdam is Antwerp, right? The two biggest harbors in Europe. Both of them are two of the top 10 in the world. If you control those two harbors, that's a big deal, right?
Sounding the alarm on the Chinese, Michael Yan. Your work in the Darien Gap has been just absolutely unbelievable. We want to have you talk about
that. No, World Economic Forum, it's not just the Chinese, it's both. This is a multiplayer game. If you focus only on one ball, you're going to get sideswiped by the others. We're in a jungle. You can't just swap mosquitoes and watch for crocodiles. There's also snakes. There's fungus. There's flash
everywhere.
Floods.
That's for damn
there's
sure.
Flash flood.
There
it's
were
a jungle.
Snakes inside of my own organization that I had to get rid of, and now I'm suing the hell out of them. I'll make that public shortly. Michael Yan, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C., but look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance.
Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So as the entire Western world continues to collapse, as America enters free fall mode, people are looking for ways to withdraw from this degenerate corporate run, bankster run culture and subversive dystopia that we call 21st century America. People are pulling their kids out of public schools, waving the white flag of surrender, just giving up that ground, and they're homeschooling them. They're starting homeschool co-ops with people in their communities, with people who share their faith and share their values and share their national identity and heritage. People are building parallel economies. They're starting businesses. They're doing work, trading goods and services with others who are doing the same. They're not hiring illegals to cheap labor for half the price and none of the quality. They're bringing in members of their own communities, real Americans, real Christians, real family men, to do the jobs. And all of this, by the way, is very effective. You start to just say no and walk away from this dystopia, you wouldn't believe the happiness that you would find. People are forging entirely new sectors of our culture and economy as they pull out of the degeneracy and filth and look for something greater. And as they decide that they've had enough of working in the same soul-sucking corporate environment where they sit through training exercises and meetings on critical race theory or combating anti-Semitism, they're realizing, no, screw this. They're tired of sending their kids to schools where they're being groomed and molested and raped and indoctrinated with this transgender filth ideology. And for some, they're so committed to forging a new path, to returning to the way that our ancestors intended for us to live on this continent, in this country, that white Christians carved out of the wilderness, that they're picking up their families and they're leaving the cities. They're leaving the suburbs. They're leaving small towns where degenerate ideologies and drugs and illegal invaders have taken over. And yes, it is coming into your small towns. Don't be a patriotard. Well, I'm safe because I live in a town of 200. They're using a pioneer homesteader spirit to begin a new life, to build entirely new communities, not just economically or socially or academically, but physically. They're purchasing land. They're building homes with their own bare hands. They're starting what could someday be entirely new towns full of people who've dedicated to leave the wreckage of modern America behind. And one of these groups is called Return to the Land. They recently purchased 158 acres in the Ozarks of northern Arkansas to establish their first community. And they say it won't be the last. The group established the community under a private membership club, enabling them to be selective about who they allow into their community, just as we should be about who's allowed into our country. And it allows them to spell out the values that they expect their members to remain committed to. And you know, a movement like this has been a long time coming. Yeah, for years now, people have talked about buying up land and establishing new communities, about using the land that's already at our disposal in our own country to establish a safe place for real Americans to go, for real Americans to continue living out what was once the standard American way of life. So groups like Return to the Land, that's exactly what they'll allow people to do. The group's charter states that all members must affirm their belief in the United States Constitution. They make it clear that because it's a private membership organization, anyone who violates the group charter, anyone who violates the group's ideals, can be kicked out. Bye. Just as we should do in our country. Yeah, those people can be made to leave. Effectively, they can be deported. God, if only our country worked like this in the first place, like it was intended to. We wouldn't be getting invaded right now. Americans wouldn't be getting pushed out of their own cities, out of their own towns by third world savages and rapists and murderers and killers and dope dealers, but they are. And Americans are ready to begin exploring other options. We want to hear more about those options. And to that end, Eric Orwell joins us now. Eric, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. It's great to be with you. Yeah, you are so right. I mean, I grew up in Southern California, and when I go back to my hometown, I feel like the foreigner. We have to be able to defend our right to freely associate with the people that share our values, share our heritage. So many people come into this country, and we don't know ultimately where they're coming from, what values they hold. Many of them don't have respect for our cultural heritage. And if we don't have that respect for ourselves and set a space aside for people who we value, who we want to be friends, family, community with, then no one's going to do it for us. You know, that's what our ancestors did leaving Great Britain when they were faced with tyranny. That's what our ancestors did in forming this country and breaking away and no longer being a colony of some tyrannical government, but defending our God-given right to be our own people, seek prosperity, seek the good life. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we have a beautiful country. There are still many places where you can find affordable land. And we do have the right to do this sort of thing. Many people are afraid of trying something like this because of the really like vicious legislation that has been passed in the last 70 years explicitly to deny Americans the right to freely associate in the workplace and education and so forth. But the main piece of legislation that scares people away is the Fair Housing Act. And there is specific wording in that legislation which exempts private membership associations from this sort of discriminative lawsuit tactics that people use. So that's what we've found. And I'm very grateful. I just want to call out Peter Seary, who really developed this legal framework. People have been looking for solutions like this for a long time. And I think we really found how to do this in a legal way. And if we don't defend our legal right to freely associate, well, then what's the point? I mean, we have these freedoms. We better defend them.
All right. I can't believe that we're even having this conversation. Honestly, why do we need some sort of a legal team or a lawyer for us to choose to resettle or relocate or live next to whoever we want to live next to? Why do we need the blessing of the federal government to say, hey, there's some land, we're going to go acquire that land, we're going to go build on that land, and we're going to go and live on that land with the neighbors who are like-minded? Why do we need to seek the permission of the federal government?
Well, yeah, we obviously shouldn't. It's insane that we have to.
But why do we? I mean, what law makes it required that I get the blessing of the federal government to go and live wherever the hell I damn well please?
Well, I mean, they made excuses in the first place for enforcing integration in education or in the workplace because people would be deprived of opportunities. You know, classically, you know, traveling people had to be admitted to hotels. It was an issue on the interstates. And so they come in with these little loopholes and backdoor entrances, and then they just widen the scope and they pass legislation like the Fair Housing Act, and they look for ways of basically gaining more and more control over our people. But it's us that built this country. And I totally agree with you. We don't have to go looking to the government for the right to do something. The government has to come to us to justify what it's doing. And, you know, we're not there yet. We're,
really, to ask permission for what it does, to be honest with you. They should be asking permission. They should be doing the bidding of we the people. If we say we want it done this way, it's their job to carry out the wishes of the people that they represent.
That's how it's supposed to work, isn't it?
Yeah, that is how it's supposed to work. What is the enrollment like at some of these communities? I mean, are people excited about this? Are they sold out? Do people have to buy their way in? How does this work exactly?
Yeah, so we have the Private Membership Association, the Return to the Land Organization, and any specific piece of land that we buy, it is a prerequisite to buy into it that you're a member of this association. We have a corporate entity that holds the one piece of property that we have now, and you buy a share in that corporate identity, and then the corporation spells out how the land is subdivided. So basically, we had to look for a workaround of the letter of the law. But given the way that we found this, it is totally legally workable. Your property claims are enforceable. You actually own something. You're not just trusting in some leader who's going to, you know, manage everything for you. No, you actually own a piece of this. And we are pretty close to being sold out on all the lots available in this first property. We actually have a big event coming this April. The eclipse is on April 8th, and we're holding a week-long camp out. And there'll be more than 50 people in attendance. People are still signing up currently, and there are slots left for that event. And perhaps during that event, we'll find the next piece of property. Because I really believe, I mean, we can make living just so much more affordable, more sustainable. It's not just, you know, education and the kind of ideological indoctrination people are subject to, but literal poison. You know, they're trying to sneak vaccines into our food supply. We have to provide our own food again, our own education again, our own communities again, and it's more affordable. We'll have better quality education, better quality food, better quality communities, and we'll save money. It's just, it takes effort and, you know, maybe being a little bit uncomfortable. Like, we have guys out there right now who are roughing it, trying to develop the infrastructure, but we're going to keep working at it.
Amazing stuff. Truly amazing stuff. This is how it was supposed to be from the very beginning. And just think, I mean, when you said they're trying to sneak vaccines into food, I mean, we covered this. We have covered this for a very long time on this network. We've talked all about this. It's just insane to me that people are not more irate, that people don't have more righteous indignation, that people aren't more angry, that people aren't more willing to stand up and fight for the lives of their children. Because if I thought that something was really there to harm me, Eric, if I knew that there was a coronavirus that was going to kill me, if this was all real, I would be all about getting vaccinated to protect myself or taking whatever medication I need, as long as that was proven. But clearly it was never proven. First of all, the virus was fake. Second of all, the vaccine, the safe and effective vaccine, is a bioweapon. People get hip to that. If they have to sneak it into your food, doesn't that send you a signal of some sort? Like, when these people are getting caught putting it in your lettuce and injecting it into the meat that you're going to consume and spraying it in the skies so that it's on your freaking lawn and all over the heirloom seeds that you're trying to grow so that you can live off the land, if they have to be that sneaky about it, wouldn't that send you a signal? Hey, I live under the empire of lies, and this is a murderous corporate crime syndicate. We really should do what the Constitution says and abolish this form of government. We really should tear it down, literally, and then replace it with a form of government that's representative of the people. We really should do that, because if we don't do that, our kids, just like it says in the intro to this show every day, are facing an imminent certain bloodbath. They're going to have to fight this war because somebody has to confront an enemy that is invading your country, overtaking, conquering your country if you want to stop it. You have to confront them. Two choices: roll over, let it happen, wave the white flag, or confront them. And if we don't do it, our kids are going to have to do it, right? I mean, that's how history has played out. It's the only option.
And that's our responsibility. Unfortunately, people don't have time to look up all this information on their own. What's available in mainstream media is totally corporate controlled. And, you know, this whole idea about, you know, getting people vaccinated for things when there's no good evidence, it's not about making people healthy. It is about enforcing control. The same thing with controlling the food supply. So before we can challenge that authority and, you know, return liberty to our country, we have to detach ourselves from these systems of control.
And then that organize. Is the food and then supply. Become organized with like-minded yes. people.
Yes.
And that's exactly Absolutely. What these communities can offer. Hey, where do people come and look more about this? Where do they find more information about this?
We have a website, returntotheland.org. You can follow the steps to join the private membership association, and then you'd be eligible to attend the event. I definitely encourage people, consider coming down. We'll have the totality for the eclipse, so that should be neat, April 8th. It consists of an interview, and then buying into the actual community requires a kind of lengthier process, which I think is just prudent.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all there on the website, returntotheland.org.
Returntotheland.org. Eric Orwell, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property.
You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu. It's 2024, and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution, Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew.